93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Two children are still missing in flash floods near Philly. Their family was visiting from South Carolina and headed to a barbecue when they got stuck in some high waters. Upper Makefield Township Fire Chief Tim Brewer.
As they tried to escape the fierce floodwaters, Dad took his four-year-old son, while the mother and the grandmother grabbed the two additional children, ages 9 months and 2 years. Miraculously, Dad and his son were able to get safely. However, the grandmother, the mother, and the two children were swept away by the floodwaters. And we have recovered the mother, and she is one of the deceased.
Officials later found the grandmother. New York has made a federal disaster declaration now from all the rain that's fallen there over the last week. Governor Kathy Hochul.
We've already seen some intense rainfall. Suffolk County had 5 inches of rain already. Within 2 hours. I mean, 5 inches of rain over the course of a day is a lot. Over 2 hours, it's quite extraordinary.
Thousands of homes there don't have power, and storms have also canceled or delayed more than 9,000 flights nationwide. Meantime, extreme heat is affecting millions of people across the country this weekend. In Connecticut, country star Jason Aldean got so overwhelmed, he had to run off stage.
Just one of those things, man. It was hot. I was playing golf all day yesterday and then got to the show and just, I think it was a combination of dehydration and just heat exhaustion.
He posted that video today saying he's feeling much better, but he does plan to reschedule. Police in Georgia have found and killed a shooter who murdered 4 people this weekend in Henry County near Atlanta. Sheriff Reginald Scandrett.
We also had officers that sustained injuries from gunfire. Those officers are stable, conscious, and alert, and we expect them to survive.
He says they'd been trying to take the shooter into custody. The U.S. is now responding to Ukraine's efforts to join NATO.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the NATO member nations did not say no to Ukraine. They just said not now.
We said at NATO, very simply, Ukraine's future is in NATO. We meant it. That's not up for negotiation. That's something that now all 31 allies have committed to.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Sullivan added, while Ukraine is not yet a NATO member, the alliance will not leave that nation to fend for itself.
At CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting.
Djokovic is deposed as a new king.
Carlos Alcaraz ended Novak Djokovic's win streak at Wimbledon today, beating him in 5 sets in the final to win his first championship at the All England Club. It's his second Grand Slam trophy overall. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This radio
piano,
commercial
but if you
was
play
made
the
to...
Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. Oh, If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. If everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up.
Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
That's
we are local music. I played that for you.
Thank
that
you. You know I love them dearly.
I know you do.
They're just a good bunch of guys. incredible musicians that are going to get to see.
That was High Street. We're her hands up for the double dip for the 7 o'clock hour. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. The three of us are back together in the studio on a Saturday
night. Family.
Yeah, we are like family.
Yeah.
Rocker, what's coming up here in the show in the next few minutes or so?
Oh, boy, Jimmy, let's see. We still have Frank Martin Bush from the Names. Let's see. Chris O'Rupenthal. He'll be talking all kinds of crazy guitar, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Porky's Groove Machine. We'll be talking to them from Minneapolis. They'll be coming out for Atwood Fest.
Oh, boy.
And Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., Jimmy. And Tommy Drums from Snotfest at the Crucible. He's going to be talking all about the gooey substances.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
essential
it.
Essential Last Crack coming up. Hey, so Atwood Fest, the Sugar Maple stage, that's going to be a cool stage. We were talking about it off air. Very cool set of musicians playing there.
There is, Jimmy. And so the Sugar Maple stage will actually start off in the daytime from 12 to 3 o'clock with some of the kids or younger bands. And then from 3 to 6, or look at the schedule, the times there that it ends different on each day, they'll have a Sugar Maple concert series, which is bluegrassy type bands. There's a lot of cool bands. Joel Patterson is going to be playing.
Jane Hobson. Incredible. Yeah, look
Jane
at the,
Hobson
these
and
names.
The Kids of Rock. Katie Powderly and the Bluegrass Boys.
Wow.
Piper Road Spring Band, which is, you know, they're like legendary. And then, of course, Tony Castaneda's Mambo Combo, which is pretty cool.
We're going to play some Tony in just a second.
Oh,
here.
Good, good. And don't discount the kids, I want to say to everybody.
No.
We just had the Mama's finalist announcement party, and some of the kids from the Madison Music Foundry played.
Slash!
Oh, my gosh. Everybody was looking at each other like, who is this and where did they come from? Yeah. You know, they were incredible. And, of course, you know, they've got some amazing instructors who are in their own bands.
Right.
So when you see these kids, you're looking at the future of the music scene wherever they may end up. And it's pretty exciting.
You know, if I remember, wasn't Geology Club at Atwood Fest last year on the Sugar Maple stage?
They did.
And now look
there,
at
Jimmy.
Them.
They won Rockonson this year.
Yes, they did.
Shout out to Waukesha West High School.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this year we kind of have a little, we decided to play a little fun on a theme, so we're going to say Kids That Rock. So it's kind of the kids of people that we've known in our music scene for many years. So Derek Remnaris of Old Soul Society, and then, of course, Dan Hobson from Killdozer. So Dan Hobson's daughter is Jane Hobson, and she brings her band. And then Derek's daughter sings for Charlie Boy.
And these bands are no slouches. We know this
a
fact. Yeah, they are.
Atwoodfest.com if you want to get the full band lineup.
Mm-hmm.
One other exciting thing, and this will be, I believe this is starting Saturday on the Clias Doublefield stage. It's the Moon Gypsies.
Yes, Robert
and
J.
Robert J. is coming back to Madison.
Yay, Robert J.
We're going to play his latest single here in just a couple of minutes.
And that's Robert J., Gaines and Wagner, and Morrow Magellan basically make up that band. That's a superstar band.
That
right
is definitely a superstar band.
Atwood Fest is all superstars, you know? That's what Atwood Fest is all about. We roll out the red carpet for him, too. Let's do the Mambo Cardinal. Tony Castaneda on Max Inc. Radio. Bar Notes is coming up soon. Thank you.
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I'm a vintage guitar in an alligator case, left down in the bay. Underneath the staircase,
Chevy, that's Robert J on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. Make sure you get the Civic Media app on your phone. It's really groovy. Hey, we're going to talk with Frank Martin Bush, and we're going to find out who the names are. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Slowly, and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back, and your lips set in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Force the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 We'll be right back.
think I can see a crack in your facade. A momentary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, that you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, goods for a better world. Find them online at ethicaltrade.co.
Jimmy K, thanks. I'm Terry Barr. Yes, here are your bar notes. Okay, we're going to start in Milwaukee tonight. Have you heard about this? An application has been submitted to the city. They want to rename a park, which is located at 30th and West Cocker Place, if you know Milwaukee. Do you know this name? Alwin Lopez Giroux Park. That would be yes. Al Giroux, the late jazz artist and Milwaukee native. He earned 6 Grammy Awards during his 6-decade career. Now, there's also a mural underway right now. If you drive around this area, a bunch of volunteers are doing it. It's on the south fence wall. It already is honoring Giroux. Local artist Tia Richardson handling the design of the work. This effort is already receiving the support of 7th District Alderman Khalif Rainey. He wrote to the Citizens Advisory Committee, I think naming this park in his memory is the step toward honoring his legacy and his memory. Volunteers, Richardson, way to go. And we'll keep you updated on what happens once this gets to City Council. Note two, and this is kind of shining a little bit on the Capital City Theater and the Overture Center. Yes, bigger places in the Madison area. But both are celebrating 10 years of Find Your Light. This is happening at the Overture Center August 5th this year. And basically what they're doing is they have a musical theater training program. So they're celebrating more than 10 years of trying to cultivate talent all throughout the greater Madison area. They're extending in a showcase featuring all the honored alumni, guest artists, dedicated instructors. And they're saying, please come on out and support it, but you can learn a whole lot more about it at overture.org. Finally, this is a little public service announcement from your bar notes. We want you to give blood. Yeah, Civic Media is behind this incredible challenge to give blood. The summer is brutal on blood donations, and often the summertime is when more blood donations are needed. So everybody, including our Max Inc. radio show, is being challenged to challenge you to get out and give blood whenever you might be able to. You can find all the details at civicmedia.us/donateblood. And the cool thing, there could be prizes in it for you, including things like concert tickets, Brewers tickets, maybe some swag. So go check it out, give blood, and join us in the challenge. It's going to be amazing. All right. Max Inc. Radio, I'm Terry Barr with your bar notes.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers. For the full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night on Civic Media, we're going to talk with Frank Martin Bush in just a couple of minutes. But right now, home is anywhere you go on Max Inc. Radio.
The storm, she's the ocean in the morn. She's the wave that's carried me away. She's the sky late at night, both dark and shining bright, with a moon to help guide the way. She's the strength in the sway, magic in the way that a tree bends but doesn't break in the breeze. She's the rock on which I have built the life in which I live. She's the heart and soul of the family.
Still lying next to me, hard to tell if it's real or just a dream. It's a gift, this I know, and I won't forget to show. The best way to give thanks is down on one knee. Time is all that we I pray the Lord.
Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music with Frank Martin Bush. That's brand new stuff.
Oh.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
And it's so good. We had to bring the man himself
yes.
on the air to talk about Frank Martin and the names.
Yeah, Frank Martin Bush and the names. Yeah. Oh, we need this explanation. Hi, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, it's so great to be able to talk to you. Before we really get into the interview, that song, brand new, tell us about the song. Is there a story behind it?
That's the kind of song you write when you're sleeping on the couch, you know?
Oh, no.
You were sleeping on the couch when you wrote the song?
You know, relationships are tough and you get in arguments. And
yeah.
You get some space and some perspective and you're like, man, I got to find a way to, you know, let them know how much that means to me and whatnot. So you write them a song to let them know it's just part of like the human condition of, you know, making up.
Did the hound dog join you on the couch?
I have Floyd. Yeah. He's by my side anywhere I am.
Belly rubs to Floyd.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, Frank, thank you for telling us about the song, because that's personal. And, you know, some people don't want to share that, but it hits, I think anybody that was listening to it, it hits you and it feels like something. So thanks. Hey, tell us how you've been, what you've been doing. You know, I'm going to ask you about Wheelhouse, of course, because that's how I got to know you. But you go back into the music scene here. And so we want to kind of go backwards before we go forward. So tell us about Frank Martin Bush and what you've been doing to get you here.
Oh, man, where it started?
Yeah.
Many, like 20-some years ago, Mighty Short Bus was a thing. You know, I played a show on Sun last week in Darlington with the name. And this guy came up. He's like, yeah, I remember seeing you at the drive-in in 2001.
Oh.
I'm like, was it July 21st, 2001? Because that was the first show ever.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, it was. Like, that was like literally my first show. This guy was there.
Wow.
So that's how it started. Like, I was in college, and me and my buddy played guitar together. Like, we want to do one show before we graduate. So we went to the music store. We hired a couple of guys to play with us. My roommate worked at the drive-in. We got us a show there. We played one show, and I was, like, addicted. I didn't ever want to stop.
Did you play music before that? Were you like a guitar player in like high school? You played sports too.
Yeah, no, I didn't play anything until like I played saxophone like grade school, and then my roommate freshman year, this kid that I got paired with, you know, randomly had a guitar. I'm like, you know, I'll teach you to play a chord or two.
That's incredible.
So I was like 18, 19 years old before I actually started playing guitar.
You know, Frank Martin Bush is Cuba City's finest. They still like to claim him as their own. I know the rest of your family's around the area, but you're ours.
I love that part of it. In fact, I'm going camping soon at Nelson Dewey State Park over in Cassville.
Oh, yeah. Good down there in the Driftless. Lots of pretty views.
Yes. Did you grow up on a farm, Frank?
I did, yeah. I was milking cows since I was
how
born.
Much,
yeah, until I came.
How much of an influence on the music is it comes from that farm upbringing?
Mm. You know, man, like, growing up, I didn't listen to country music. My dad was a big band leader, so like he was running the stereo in the milking parlor. So we listened to a lot of like big band music or WEZE or whatever, easy listening. It wasn't until I got older and like started listening to like the blues that I really got into music. I mean, it was the 80s, so I listened to like 80s pop, but it wasn't until I started listening to blues that I was like, I want to do this, you know. So I was more of a blues guy than I was a country guy, to be honest with you.
Wow.
They're kind of the same, though. I mean, as far as the structure of the music, in a way.
Yeah, well, the simplicity of it, that's for sure. But
right.
Like,
and the storytelling.
And songwriting. Storytelling, songwriting, things like that. Like, I got big into songwriting and storytelling the last 20 years or whatever, trying to hone the craft, as they say.
Well, your story writing, it's incredible. And I know you have a ton of stories probably hidden away that are just waiting to be made into songs. But you know, go ahead.
No, we've been writing a lot, like, lately. Wheelhouse is still a thing. It's still happening.
Yep.
You know, we do, you know, a lot less shows. We're more selective. But I go out on the road with my solo band, and, like, we do whatever I want because I'm a solo band. So on the way home, I'm like, we're going to write a song. And then everybody's like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
So we just write songs in the air. Like, let's start with the topic, and then we'll, you know, just write and bounce ideas off of each other. And, you know, two or three car rides later, you got a new song. So we've been doing a lot of that, and we've got a whole other record ready to go. We released that one a year ago, and we've got another one that's half recorded. and the rest of the songs are all done. So we're ready to like just churn out music.
That's awesome.
We're ready to play the new music here on Max Inc. Radio.
Absolutely.
Frank Martin.
We're going to release a song in a few weeks and then one a month, I think. We're just going to release singles for the next year or two.
Oh, good.
Just so, we've got all the songs recorded.
Good, good, good.
So maxincradio@gmail.com.
Wow, we're going to be hearing from Frank often.
Well, you'll get everyone. Man.
I know
everyone
where Frank lives, so I'll go knock on his door.
Frank, tell us about the name.
Yeah, I'm so curious. I want to say, I'm sorry, Jimmy K. I want to say Frank Martin Bush, Frank Bush, as we know him, he has made his own name. So is that where the Names then comes in as your band, The Names?
No, you know, in the beginning, so I knew that Wheelhouse was going to start slowing down soon. Like, I could just tell. Hmm. And so I wanted to start a side project because I still wanted to keep going. I just knew that we weren't going to do as much. And I wanted to start, like, now. So I took our bass player from Wheelhouse, Christian West, and he played electric. And then I got Denzel from Armchair Boogie. And we started playing, like, a residency up in the Dells. And every night I would change the name of the band. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. It's our first show, you know. Because we only had, like, two or three rehearsals. And we started playing, like, immediately. And it was a little rough, you know, in the beginning. But that's just how I do things. Like, I jump in head first, and I'll learn along the way. I'd never played lead guitar before. I'm like, well, whatever. We'll figure it out. Let's do it, you know. So I was changing the name of the band every show. It's just kind of an ode to,
I love that.
To like, you know, that.
That is so cool.
We still come up with new names every night. But, you know, I call them The Names. We've got a like steady band of guys now. And girls. We've got Ren Ribble playing on the fiddle.
Oh, she's
and
it's really fabulous. Solid. Yeah.
She's great. You know, Christian's on the bass. And then we got Pablo Chulaver, this guy from Argentina, on the drums. And we're like, like there's a lot of love in the band. Like we all really, really care for each other. So it's pretty solid.
You know, we're going to get to see that soon, right?
I can't wait to share it with you.
So I'm looking at your Facebook page, and I noticed that you guys have like a nickname, basically. Frank Martin Bush and The Names. It comes out to Fembatten.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's FMBATN.
Wow.
Fembatten. For a while, we were using a bat as our logo because it was in our acronym. But
oh my gosh!
Well, you guys,
we also like
you guys are playing a ton of shows. I see coming up all the way through July. But the one I'm most excited about,
this is what I was going to say,
Atwood Fest.
Yay!
You're playing at the Luther Allison stage on Sunday, July 30th. Or it's Saturday, July 29th.
Saturday,
yep, I know. tell us about this show. What are you guys, what kind of band are you bringing to the big stage there? And, you know, what do you got planned for us?
Well, the band is solid these days. Like I said, I got Pablo on drums. He's a real great, like, you know, from Argentina. He's got a great world feel. And then Christian on bass and Ren on fiddle and me playing electric. A lot of big harmonies. We love to sing together, like the three of us. Love the big harmonies. And Ren's a great fiddle player, and I'm a fairly mediocre electric lead guitar player. So, like, we bring it all together. We call ourselves world-class mediocre country music.
Oh, no.
Really the stuff we do,
I'm writing
tight,
that down
solid.
For social media.
You must play in the biggest small towns.
We do. I got to put that as a secondary tagline. I appreciate it. I'm going to use that. But no, like we play simple country music, you know, songs we've written, some, but not like radio country, which is, no offense, just got awful.
Right.
You know,
that's
a funny thing, like the loathing of country music upon itself. But the stuff that is on the radio isn't really actually, it's just pop music.
It is. Yeah. I agree with you.
So we're like kind of like that anti-country, you know, alternative, red dirt, you know, singer-songwriter, but with a lot of attitude and a lot of harmony and a lot of, you know, screaming fiddle leads.
Back to telling stories from Frank.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we got Atwood Fest coming up here. That's July 29th and 30th. What other big shows are on the calendar for you, Frank? What are you excited about?
Well, I don't want to deter people from going to Atwood Fest. We haven't played a bunch in Madison, and then all of a sudden at the end of this month, it's like, bam, 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 Madison, 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 Madison. Yeah. But that's all right, because I think we've been catching a little bit of momentum, and we're going to bring a good crowd to every single show we do. So with the Eastside Club, 27th, and then the 29th, obviously, by Atwood Fest. And the next day, my home church, St. Denis, we were playing that St. Denis Fest, which is back this year in a big way.
Oh, nice.
And then we're up at Lambeau Field in August.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah.
Back up.
Yeah. Well, not Lambeau, at Titletown.
But that's where all the fans hang out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, so we do a bunch of stuff up there.
The They'll roll out the red carpet. Hey, Frank, thank you so much for your time today. We can't wait to see you at Atwood Fest, and congratulations on the new music. And I hope you find I hope we find a name that will stick with the names.
You know, I wonder if we ever will. I think or it's just the name.
It's like, we'll figure it out. It's like having a dog without a name, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Dude, you had to write a song, a country song,
about
your band not having a name because you lost something.
Something with the dog.
Because it ran away with my dog.
Yes, there we go. Okay.
It's called the band Dog.
Yeah. Dog.
I only missed the dog and the truck.
Oh, no. Right now, you know what he's thinking? He's like, I'm glad they don't ride in the van with me and try to write a song with me because that would go really poorly.
You're welcome.
Hey, Frank.
We love you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you.
Love you. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Talk to you. Frank Bush on Max Inc. Radio. Frank Martin Bush on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Thanks to Frank for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. It was great to hear from you. Some more music that will be heard at Atwood Fest. It's Kyle Magna and the Monsoons, Lost in My Head on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hey, Porky's Groove Machine is going to visit the show soon. It's time to dance. Get the bananas ready.
Liberty is not far from me. I get lost in my head.
For the people.
When you look to the sky, do you see a knowing eye, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? Deception. How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love?
when you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me why. He keep taking you
Radio. Radio for the people.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.